Hello, and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined by my broadcast partner Joel Riley, and our special guest, Jason Umstadt, Superintendent, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Full disclosure, I sit on the board. I was honored to be asked a number of years ago to be involved with what I think is one of the really true gems in our community.
Yeah, so I want to know before you guys get really rolling, who's been there longer? Jason, you've been there how long?
8 years.
No, Jason's been there longer because he was the one that asked me to come on.
Uh-huh.
I came on because somebody had to step down, and they asked me, and I'm like, well, sure, why not?
So how long have you been doing it?
Is it 7 years?
I think it has been six or seven. Yeah,
6 or 7 years. Yeah, he was new here, so he thought, "I just need a body, Donnie. What are you doing?"
You'll take up two chairs, right?
Do you mind jumping in? But I got to tell you, I sit on some different boards, and not that I don't enjoy the other ones because I do, but boy, Licking County Board of DD, Jason. Until I was able to get involved, I mean, I knew what you guys did because Nancy Neely used to come in here, and you'd come in before that, but God, it is amazing. 2,500 lives you're touching on a daily basis. You got to feel pretty proud about the staff you've accumulated over the Board of DD because they're wonderful people.
I'm very, very happy with our staff. And you see and you hear, like, for example, I was at the Groundhog Breakfast in February and a family member came up out of the blue and just said, I just can't thank your staff enough for the things that they've done for my family member and then mentioned some accomplishments. But to see our early intervention team, early childhood team help those kids, those young, very young kids, meet their developmental milestones, and then to look at our transition support team that starts working with kids at age 13 and their families, what life after high school is going to look like, and then throughout adulthood, we're working with people, and we are the only agency in the state that serves people throughout their entire life. So whether they're 6 months old or they're 80 years old, we're there for them.
And Jason, this was one of the things that I found right away was that early intervention. We hear so many times about mile markers for kids, what they should be doing here, what they should be doing here by this age and that age. But man, it really is important if you start to notice or see something to quickly get a hold of you folks, get a hold of somebody so that they can get them in touch with you. That early intervention, that's probably been one of the more eye-opening things for me, the importance of that and those folks.
Right, and our intake department, one of the things that I'm really proud of is if a person calls and this happens from time to time, where it's not really a diagnosis or something that they would be board eligible for services, we don't just say, I'm sorry, you're not eligible. We help connect them with the services that are available that would help meet their needs. So that's very important for us to do. So,
and that's what you notice, too, when you talk to people around Licking County. It seems like all the people that are in that let's help people out business really get along great. Everybody seems to share and have good feelings about everybody else. I imagine that's your experience, isn't it?
It is. And, I want to say, the agency partners that we have in this and other human service agencies that we work with, we all complement one another's mission. And so we realize that it's not just about the Board of DD. It's about, maybe about mental health. It may be about children's services. It may be about, our Children and Family First Council does an amazing job of really bringing us all together and trying to work out what the solutions are for the people that need our services. And I'm probably leaving some others out, but it's just everybody works well together and we all, again, complement our own missions. So,
and it can be daunting for families. I mean, thankfully, we've not had to come to you for assistance, but it can be daunting for families, especially, again, when you're just starting out with that young one. Okay, my gosh, what do we got to do? What do we got to see? I mean, it can be hard, but you folks, and I've learned, really do ask the questions. Keep trying to help. Be as supportive as you can.
Yeah, and we want to listen to the families. We want to hear what their concerns are, what they're worried about, what stress, what kind of stress they have as a result of what they may be dealing with at the present time. And it's so when we serve people, it's not just the individual that we're serving. We're serving the entire family, and so it's we want to monitor. We want to really analyze what it is that we can do to collectively help the entire family out. And so in doing so, I think that it gives them some assurance that, hey, somebody's there for me.
Yeah, when you're dealing with those 2,500 people on a daily basis, you know, like you're raising your kids, there are milestones, you know, when they go from single digits to double digits, kind of a big deal. 16's a big deal because of driving, 21, legal, all those things. Do you see those same kind of marks in the people that you deal with? I mean, are they different? Are there hurdles that are bigger for people with developmental disabilities than, you know, the average of mom and dad bringing up their kids?
Every single person that we serve is different. And so we treat them as a person. And so we're very person-centered with the services that we provide. And it really just depends on what they need. You know, it's oftentimes when our transition support team starts working with kids and, you know, at age 13, you know, the families are like, they've already been thinking, what's my child going to need after high school? Because, you know, we've been getting these services through the school system. What's going to happen after high school? What can we do to prepare for that? And then we come in and they're like, oh, I didn't realize that you're going to help us through that. And we're going to look at that. And as a result of that, we're seeing, you know, a number of people that we support getting jobs. They're going to college. You know, these were things that 20 years ago, no one would even consider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have had, you know, executive orders from our governors and employment first, which really kind of focuses on employment as the first option for someone. Doesn't mean everybody's going to do it. Doesn't mean everybody wants to do it, but it certainly helps. And we've seen a trend up. We've had great partnership with Licking Memorial Health Systems with the Project Search program that they host and really have done an amazing job of giving people opportunities to kind of, you know, test different fields so that they can then look at profession or career after high school. And then, you know, then also it relieves the anxiety that it's created, you know, parents have, because everybody wants their child to be happy and thrive. Mm-hmm. So throughout their entire life.
And, you know, you were talking about that, and I think, you know, over the past, and you can speak to this, you've been involved in this for a very long time, so, but it just seems that whole process of starting to see folks with a developmental disability as a person who can flourish. It's not the old, you know, well, we're going to put you here, and you can't do anything else, and here's what you're going to do, and blah, 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 blah. You open, and you give them so many opportunities to grow and shine that light to let folks say, we can do this. We can be productive members of society, where before, Jason, sadly, I don't think we looked at it that way.
No, and it's so different nowadays, and we're so happy that it has. And those efforts really occurred through just strong advocacy efforts. You know, we just March is DD Awareness Month, and we're celebrating accomplishments that people have in their lives, and we're talking about, you know, how involved people are within their community now, and we're celebrating those accomplishments.
And it's great to see, and folks will take advantage of that. We just had in last week, I was telling you, we had Les Garvin in and Bob Handelman. Everybody knows Bob, a well-known local attorney, Les, a member of the Action Club, and I can't speak for Joel, had a blast with Les. I mean, he is just so, but you can see it. He was so excited. We were joking with him. You've been president twice. Are you crazy? What are you doing? Doing this. He loves it. I mean, he just, this is it for him, is to be able to, you know, hey, what? I'm the president of the Action Club. This is what we've done. You can just see the pride in folks when they're given that chance to do something.
Right.
And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And we're very fortunate to have, you know, the three Kiwanis clubs here in Licking County that have brought that Action Club together, and just watching, you know, the folks that are part of that thrive as a result of that. And mm-hmm. It's amazing.
You know, maybe sometimes folks might not understand kind of the fingers of Licking County Board of DD, so to speak, but you recently received some American Rescue Plan Act funds, and you're teaming and working with Licking County Transit on making sure folks have a chance to get to a job, get to school. That's an important part of what you're doing.
Yeah, we were very lucky, very fortunate to have the opportunity to apply for some ARPA dollars through the Ohio Department of Developmental Disabilities, and we were awarded just a tad under $458,000. With that, we had to put together specific proposals of things that would qualify that we could utilize the money for. And one of them was transit. And we wanted to, you know, transit has done an amazing job with these deviated fixed routes. And, you know, not only do people with disabilities depend on that, but, you know, lots of citizens here in the county do do need that service. So we were able to get them some funds to help expand the deviated fixed routes, and we're very happy to be working with them. In addition to that, David, we did get a number of AEDs for our congregate sites that our provider agencies operate. You know, we teach they have to be certified to use an AED, but they didn't have one. So what's the point, you know? So, you know, and AEDs are extremely important if you need them. And so we were able to obtain quite a few of those. And then another thing that, you know, a lot of folks don't think about, but there is going to be an increase of locations throughout the county where there is a universal changing table. And what's a universal changing table? Well, we all go in the bathrooms in public areas and we see the infant changing tables mounted to the wall. But what about adults? What about adults that need that service or need that kind of equipment? And, you know, we were able to purchase several of these universal changing tables, which will be placed in various locations throughout the county. And there's a website, and I'm sorry, but I don't remember what it's called, but you can go to, I'm sure it's posted on our social media page, and Anna has it on our website. But they're tables that adults can utilize if they need assistance in that area. So those will be there. And then in addition to that, I'm really excited about this too, mobile changing vehicle that we're going to be able to rent when needed. And we are preparing soon, probably next week. I just seen that the contract was approved by our prosecutor's office. But what is a mobile changing a unit? And so it is basically like one of these Class B mini Winnebago kind of vehicles.
RVs, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's completely self-contained. In the back of this vehicle, it has a lift, a wheelchair lift. It has a toilet. It has an adjustable height sink. And it has a universal changing table, along with a track system, which is a Hoyer lift that can lift people from out of their wheelchair and onto the table. It's air conditioned. It has water, sewer, you know, it has heat. It's all there. So that vehicle can be utilized at events throughout the county, like the Strawberry Festival, like the Pataskala Street Fair, like our summer kickoff that's coming up here soon. We're just really excited about being able to offer that service for a variety of these events that wouldn't have a permanent location for a changing table.
Jason, is that something where folks, families came to you and said, we need something like this? Or was this something where you guys were doing the research and said, this is, we can bring this to the community? Because I know a lot of times with what you do, it's because somebody said, hey, we could use this. Was this folks saying we need help with this?
Well, there's always that. But what happened was, and, you know, sometimes it's so nice to be able to see something. We were fortunate enough that our association, our County Board Association, brought this company and another company into our conference in December. And we were able to see the truck. We were able to get on the truck. We were able to look at all the functions of the vehicle. And that's really where it took off. And so it's not just Licking County, but
sure,
variety of counties now are going to have this types of vehicles or trailers. There's even trailers options as well. So we're really excited about being able to offer that. And then also with the ARPA dollars, we were able to obtain some equipment that our early intervention team would be able to utilize for families. And so we're really happy about this.
Always forward thinking. I know that. What can we do to make families' lives and individuals' lives easier here? Not because, again, we may not think of something like that, but I know there's members of the board who I've talked to before said, you don't understand how little things like this can make such a huge difference. It's amazing. So
you think about that. I mean, if you have someone in your family that, you know, needs that type of assistance, and you don't have a place to provide that type of assistance in the community, what do you do?
So then, your world gets really small.
Yeah, it does. And then you have to plan your entire day around, you know, timing and, you know, all this. And so, you know, it's just, I was thinking about the fair, you know, how many people love to go up to the fair? Mm-hmm. And you think, well, if they don't have a place to utilize, you know, to use the bathroom, that's stressful. I mean, that's you know, limiting
yes.
people. So we're really happy that we're going to be able to provide that equipment.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Downey. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Jason Umstead, Superintendent, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.